Returning now to the story about the sudden departure of Grainne Moss as chief executive of Oranga Tamariki, a group of Wahine Māori leaders have labelled this the vital first step in handing care for Tamariki Māori back to whānau. They've strongly opposed Ms Moss's leadership of Oranga Tamariki since she took up the post in 2017. Her role has been marred by controversy since she defended a policy that allowed the uplift of newborn babies, predominantly Tamariki Māori, into state care. Lady Tūreti Moxon is the chair of the National Urban Māori Authority and joins us now. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Corin.
Now, you say this is the first step. What do you mean by that? What is the end goal then?
Well, the end goal is that we have our own mokopuna authority. And when I say our own, about Māori, for Māori, by Māori authority, whereby we are looking after our children wherever they are. And so we, you know, my whakaaro is that this is the first step of us changing the way Oranga Tamariki has been performing and working, and basically devolving all that down into the regions, so that the people in the regions look after their own.
Okay, I'll come to the issue around the separate systems that you seem to be suggesting there in a second. But can the current system not be salvaged? We had the law changes in 2019, which put a much greater focus on the Treaty of Waitangi and the involvement of iwi. Is it too soon to be suggesting that it has failed?
No, not at all. It's definitely failed, and that piece of legislation, that section 7AA, still gives the power and gives all the decision-making power to the CE, to the CEO. It doesn't actually devolve power out to the people who are working with whānau in their communities. And that's the biggest issue. You know, you can have all the beautiful legislation in the whole world saying that they're going to do this and do that. But the issue that they've had since that legislation was in place is that no one knows how to implement it.
Okay, but Sir Wooda Gardner is now in there as a temporary fix, I guess. But if the leadership at Oranga Tamariki was to better reflect Te Ao Māori and Māori tikanga and have a better understanding, and I'm not necessarily suggesting that the previous administration wasn't up to scratch, but if there was a greater focus and emphasis there, would that not address your concerns?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, Grainne Moss made a statement prior to her exit last year that the Crown is very sorry, apologised, for the racism within that department, that ministry. And yet, you know, they think that that's gone away because you put a Māori person at the head. It's not gone away. It's there and right with it. And what we're saying is, outside of that, you fix yourself up, you do what you need to do, but we will do what we know is going to work for us. And that's the crux of it. We cannot have, just because you put somebody who is Māori at the head of a department, it's going to be fixed up tomorrow.
Just finally, the line is a bit crackly, but just one last question. Kelvin Davis has signalled he's not in favour of a separate type system where you have a devolution of power to Māori when it comes to Oranga Tamariki. How are you going to overcome that particular issue?
Health as Minister Little has actually said that we're going to be looking at standalone Māori authority, health authority. So that's the beginning, right? And so I think that the Minister just needs more discussion around that.
Well, he's adamant, he's adamant that I remember talking to him about this, that he was philosophically opposed to that idea.
Yeah, well, you know what? Isn't it funny? A few months ago, everyone was philosophically opposed to a standalone Māori health authority. But here we are, nonetheless, we've got it across the line. And he has to get himself across the line, because Pākehā cannot do this for us. We do this for ourselves.
Lady Moxon, thank you very much for your time, Chair of the National Urban Māori Authority.